the Mission Impossible 3.
And he's a brilliant actor.
He is. He totally gives everything to the part, and he's super funny in this. It's really amazing. And, you know,
I loved him in The Big Lebowski.
Oh, yeah.
He's hysterical.
I've not seen him in anything I don't like.
That's true. Yeah, very true.
And he's always very different. In fact, it's a little hard to recognize him because he changes his look so much in each movie. And we haven't seen Julia Roberts in a really long time. It's been a few years since she's done a movie. And, you know, this isn't my favorite movie for her, but she does okay. And Tom Hanks, of course, is amazing,
awesome.
As always. Yeah. And what really amazed me about this movie, though, Jenny, is I did not know this story happened. I did not know anything about this. And it's a huge story. After you tell it, you wonder why you don't know about it. So if you guys are a little tired of the war movies, this is completely different, and this is entertaining, and we're seeing Sonar Movie Night Traffic Light, Charlie Wilson's War, is a green light.
All right.
Yeah.
And what do you say for age-wise? Like if you have family members.
It's
okay.
R-rated.
Okay,
yeah,
so be aware of that.
Yeah, it's not the war stuff that's R-rated, it's the adult content.
Okay, gotcha.
He's a bit of a playboy, so there's a lot of that going on. You know, there are also two love stories out in theaters this weekend, and one of them is called P.S. I Love You, starring Hilary Swank and Gerard Butler. Oh, I love Gerard Butler.
I like the way you said that, Gerard.
I know. He's the guy that starred in 300 and played Phantom of the Opera. He's the Phantom in the movie Phantom of the Opera. And, you know, they're married and he dies, but he leaves her notes and messages to help her get along with her life and move on and find a new love, which is the perfect date movie for the holiday season.
Okay.
But the other love story is completely different. And it is Sweeney Todd, the demon barber of Fleet Street.
Dun, 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 dun. Yeah,
that's
it's
right.
Johnny Depp reincarnated from Edward Scissorhands.
That's right. Yeah.
Into an older version of
Edward Scissorhands. An older version, yep. And this was actually a musical on Broadway that they bring to the big screen. So it is a musical. And of course, it does star Johnny Depp. And he was convicted for a crime he did not commit and thrown in prison for like 15 years. And it's all so that the judge could have his wife and his kid. And now he's out of prison.
Oh.
He's coming back to London and wants to right the wrongs, basically. And here's a clip of him talking to the woman that lives in the building where he used to live.
15 years. Sweating and living hell on a false charge. 15 years dreaming, I might come home to a wife and child.
Well, I can't say the years have been particularly kind to you, Mr. Barker.
No. Not Barker. That man is dead. It's Todd now. Sweeney Todd. And he will have his revenge.
Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah. And that is what he's going to do. He's going to kill everybody that wronged him or gets in his way of trying to kill all those people. And this is the sixth Tim Burton and Johnny Depp collaboration, as they say. This is the sixth time that they've been together. And this is very Tim Burton-ish kind of film. So it has that vivid imagery, and it's kind of creepy and kind of dark. But this one, like I said, very brutal. There's a lot of killing and a lot of blood, which means there isn't one half.
Johnny Depp was in that other movie where he was the headless guy. He did the head.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Sleepy Hollow.
That's
the Legend
right.
of Sleepy Hollow.
Uh-huh.
So this is similar to that.
It kind of is. It's just so dark. And I have not seen the Broadway play, but I can't imagine that it was as brutal and as bloody as this. I just don't know how they could have done that on stage. So just be prepared for that. And there is some singing, though, in Johnny Depp. Can sing, which is kind of amazing.
He can do anything.
Yeah, I know he can. He really can. And some of the singing from the other characters is a little hard to figure out what they're saying, but you kind of get the gist of it. And when the killing starts, you have no problem figuring out
there's no
what's
question
going on.
Right.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of death.
Is there any point to the killing, or it's just a story of revenge?
It is just a story of revenge. Yeah.
So that's
kind of the dark side of it. But if you like that Tim Burton thing, it's really well done because of the imagery and how he pulls it all together. But it's not the Broadway musical, so the 2.5 hours might get a little long because there's no intermission like there is on Broadway.
That's true.
Yeah. So in our movie Night Traffic Light, I am going to give it a yellow light because it is a very good Tim Burton-ish kind of thing, but it is very, very dark, which is probably not going to appeal to a lot of people.
Not for the kids.
Not at all for the kids.
Okay,
yeah,
cool. So for the kids,
for
you
the
want
kids.
To take them to see Enchanted? If
yeah,
you have
you
family?
To see Enchanted, and there's also National Treasure that opens up this week, today, actually.
Great.
Yeah, so that's
okay.
The sequel to the Nicolas Cage original National Treasure. So that's a good one.
So lots of great choices for the holidays for movies. And Dawn, we're not going to talk to you next week. We'll
that's
be out
right.
next week, but
yep.
then in the new year, we'll
yep.
talk to you with Sounds movie night
good.
Traffic light.
Sounds good.
You can find all of Dawn's details at our website, 929themountain.com. Also go directly to movie night traffic light.com. Happy holidays, Dawn.
Thanks, Jenny.
Thanks
too.
For being here.
Thanks.